Here she comes. Your timing's impeccable. All right, now proposed street lighting district.
Good morning, council.
Good morning.
I'm Patty Deptula, Director of Special Projects for the Engineering Department. One of the tasks I manage is the forming of county street lighting districts. They're implemented through Chapter 95 of the County Code. This code allows any suburban community to request a county to help them establish a street lighting district within their community. After a community is determined to meet the suburban community definition in the code, it must go through a petition and election procedures as outlined in the code. If the procedures are successfully met, a street lighting district is formed. Today I'm here for you to ask for your approval to circulate a petition form for the Pinetown proposed street lighting district. It's located on Sweetbriar Road, which is County Road 261 west of Lewis, Delaware, and shown on County Tax Map 334-4. The proposed district would encompass parcels numbers 5 through 10 and 12 through 27. There's 25 tax parcels in the district boundary and 24 improvements according to county tax records. 6 members of the Pinetown Civic Association sent a letter requesting the engineering department to provide petition forms to initiate the process to form the district. I met with representatives for the community and reviewed the existing electric layout in the field with the Delaware Electric Cooperative to determine that they do have feasibility to be served. They meet the definition of a suburban community as defined in the code, which states any unincorporated area within Sussex County containing at least 10 dwellings and or business structures whose streets aggregate a minimum of 500 linear feet of roadway and which, in the opinion of the county council, is situated as to form a unit which is reasonably and economically capable of being improved by the installation, maintenance, and operation of streetlights. So I put together a petition form, and it's included with the attachment that I just gave you. It was reviewed and approved by David Rutt, Assistant County Attorney. And at this time, I have a motion, unless I can answer any questions.
Your motion first.
Okay. The motion is, be it moved that Sussex County Council has determined the subdivision known as Pinetown satisfies the criteria for a suburban community as defined in Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Street Lighting Code, paragraph 95-1, and authorizes the Sussex County Engineering Department to circulate the attached petition form for the purpose of establishing a street lighting district as required by Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Street Lighting Code.
Motion, Mrs. Beaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
I think, of course, this is great and needed. I was just wondering, the costs are going to be borne by whom?
The improvement owners.
As we ordinarily do. I mean, there's no special funding
here. None that exists at this time. I believe that they are probably looking into. I knew Sussex Unity is working with the community.
That's what I was wondering. All right.
But at this time, they realize that going forward with this, they will be responsible. The improvement owners would bear the cost for this.
The improvement owners?
Yes.
You mean, yeah, people living at Pinetown. Okay. And how many folks do you have to have? Yes. How many yeses do you have to have?
Well, it goes through a petition process.
Right.
By the code, one petition can make it go to an election, but we ask for 20% as a standard
That's
procedure.
Great.
Once we get that, then it will go to an election.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Questions of council?
Yes, Mr. President. And that would be two questions. Number one, specific to this, is when does the cost come in? I mean, when does that get disclosed to those that are in the community?
Once I get enough petitions back, and I actually do have a draft estimate put together that I'm going to include with the transmittal letter if you approve today, just to give them an idea of what it's going to cost before they sign a petition form. I will sit down and actually do a formal cost estimate, come back to you and get approval for that and set up a date for an election if I get enough petitions back. That's how it works.
Okay. And then the other question, I'm just curious, because how many of these do we have in the county?
There are 17 existing 17? Districts.
Okay.
And it's unit pricing, right?
I'm sorry?
Unit.
Yes.
It's unit pricing. It
right.
doesn't go by front footage or anything.
No.
It's per house.
It's the same rate per
And a vacant lot pays what?
Nothing.
Only improved property.
Right.
And what is, if you've got a rough number, what kind of number are you estimating at this point? Do you mind disclosing that, or is it?
It's going to be probably in the range of $60 to $70, depending on how many lights they actually. Yes, per year. That's the annual cost.
More questions to council? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe that's motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Jewel Gibbons. Inland Bays Expansion Phase 2B, Contract 12-17, Change Order Number 1, and substantial completion. Sound like a lot, doesn't it?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Since this is my first time before you for 2016, let me wish you all a happy new year.
Thank you.
Change order number 1 for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2B is in fact a balancing change order which closes out the contract. Recall that the major work performed under this contract involved sludge handling improvements which moved the county a step closer to producing a Class A sludge at this facility. The change order is a credit to the contract in the amount of $91,657.17. This resulted from the assessment of liquidated damages and contingent bid items which were not used. The liquidated damages arose from the work extending beyond the project completion date of April 10, 2015. Substantial completion was in fact November 10, 2015. Some additional costs were incurred as the progress of the construction revealed that some needed improvements were in fact necessary, for example, safety enhancements for worker protection. These costs were offset by contingencies built into the contract. And again, the contract closes with a final credit of $91,657.17.
Have a motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for contract 12-17 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2B be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $91,657.17 for a new total of $2,926,192.83, and that substantial completion be granted effective November 10th, 2015, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion again.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion?
Well, I have to help me understand. What's the basic reason for this? Just in a few words. I mean, I know you have it. They report very nice, but help me understand. What's the basic reason?
The basic reason for?
For the change in numbers.
For the credit. As I said, the liquidated damages were assessed because the contract ran beyond the original completion date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there were some contingent items that were not used, so that resulted as well in a credit to the contract.
Okay, and we're...
I was just going to add that, if you recall, a few months back, I was here to ask for an amendment for Whitman Requart to provide additional services. Mm-hmm. These costs were to pay for their services. As I mentioned at that time, we asked for an additional $90-some thousand. The contractor is reimbursing us for what we had to pay Whitman.
Right.
Okay, that's what they're doing. I see. Good.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I hope you guys motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we're almost done. Oh, wait a minute. No, we got Metro Lank coming up.
Wish we're almost done. Good morning.